ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。英会投資のその2、49から72に回答してください。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で24問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入してください。各リスニング問題におけるそれぞれの問題の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではテストを始めます。パート A、リスニング1から10では、会話やアナウンスの後に質問が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。
Listening 1.
Hi Susan, it's Dave. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to join you for dinner this evening.
Don't tell me that you have to work late again.
For a change, it's not that. It's just that I'd forgotten that I'd arranged to play tennis with my brother tonight.I don't want to cancel the game because I don't see him very often, and he's only staying in Nagoya for one night before travelling on to Tokyo in the morning.
Okay, have a good game, but don't forget we're going to watch a movie tomorrow.
Don't worry, I won't forget. We're meeting in the cinema at 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'll see you then.
Question 49. Why can't the man meet the woman for dinner?Listening 2.
Welcome to the Northern Valley University Student Orientation. My name is Bob Sponge from the Student Affairs Office. I'm going to start today by reminding you about the rules for travelling to school. You are strongly advised to walk, take a bus, or the subway to school. Please check the university website for the closest bus and subway stops.This university has a no-car policy, which also applies to motorcycles. You can come to school by bicycle or scooter, but you must park them in the designated parking areas and you're not allowed to ride them on campus. You're also prohibited from riding skateboards or using roller skates or rollerblades on campus. This is for the safety of all the people walking through campus.Please pay close attention to these rules.
Question 50. What are the ways students can come to the university? Listening 3.
Hello, Alex. Would you and your family like to come to my drama club's production of Peter Pan?
Actually, my wife was telling me only at breakfast this morning that she's going to take the kids to see it. I'm not sure if I'll be able to go to it, though. When's it on?
Well, there'll be an afternoon performance this coming Saturday at 3 o'clock, and another at 7. On Sunday, there are 2 performances, one at 4 and another at 7.
Well, I'm busy on Saturday, but my wife and kids will be going to the early performance on that day. If I can...I'll try and see it on Sunday evening.
Question 51. When will the man's family attend the drama club's play? Listening 4.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Sonia. What's up?
Well, I'm really sorry, but I've lost the book that you lent me yesterday for our class assignment.
Oh, dear.
I thought that I'd left it on the bus on the way home from class, but when I contacted the bus company, they said that they didn't have it.
Oh, no.
Yes, but look, I've just borrowed a copy of the book from the library for you, in case you also need it for the assignment. I'll bring it over to you immediately.
Yes, I will need it later.
I've also ordered a new copy of the book from the bookshop. It'll arrive there on Friday morning. I'll pick it up and then give it to you in class on Friday afternoon, okay?
Okay, thanks. I'll see you later then.
Question 52. What will the woman do on Friday? Listening 5.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
I'm looking for a two-bedroom apartment to rent.
What are you looking for specifically?
Well, like our present place, it should be near a train station. We don't have a car, so we have to walk or take the train everywhere. It also needs to be convenient for shopping.
Okay, so somewhere near a train station and supermarket would be better.
Yes, and it must have a nice bathroom. The one in our present place is awful. In fact, that's why we want to move.
Okay, I see.
Where we live now is small, but it's in a quiet neighbourhood, so the new place shouldn't be too noisy.
Well, let's have a look at what's available.
Question 53. Why is the man unhappy with his present apartment? Listening 6.
And now for the weather report. Nagoya today was sunny with a slight breeze, and the highest temperature was 7 degrees. This evening will be rather cold, with an expected low of minus 2 degrees. There might be light snow in places. Tomorrow is forecast to be cloudy, with a maximum temperature of about 12 degrees. That's rather warm for this time of year. For the day after tomorrow, there is a strong possibility of rain throughout the day, so you might need an umbrella. A maximum temperature of about 8 degrees is expected. Next, the traffic report.
Question 54. What will the weather be like in Nagoya tomorrow? Listening 7.
Thanks for attending the meeting today. We need to decide on where and when to take the second-year students for this year's trip. Last year we went to Tokyo in the last week of October. Is there any reason we shouldn't go there again this year and in the same week?
We could do that, but remember, our students were really tired last year going just after the midterm tests. This year, it might be better to go 1 week after that in the first week of November.
But there's a public holiday, Culture Day, in that week. Everywhere will be too crowded. How about the following week, the second week of November?
But it might be difficult to get the students to work during the 2 weeks of classes before we go on the trip. Can we leave it until the third week of November?
That's a bit too late. I know it's not ideal, but I think going in the week before that would be better.
Okay, let's try that for this year and see how it goes.
Question 55. When will the school trip be held this year? Listening 8.
Thank you for shopping at Camel Books and Cafe. Just to remind shoppers that our cafe is going to close in 30 minutes at 8 o'clock. However, the bookstore will remain open until 9 and will open again at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Again, the time is now 7:30 and the cafe will be closing in 30 minutes.
Question 56. What time will the bookstore close? Listening 9.
Mary, do you know where Professor Davis' office is?
I'm not sure, but I think it's on the floor below the library in Q Building.
That's on the fourth floor, so that means Professor Davis is on the third floor. Thanks, I'm going there now to drop off my report.
Wait a moment. He said we should put our reports in his mailbox on the second floor of the building, not his office.
Aren't the mailboxes on the first floor?
Nope, on the second.
Thanks, I'll go there now.
Question 57. On what floor of the building is the library? Listening 10.
Okay, Robert. Today might be Sunday, but we have lots of work to do. Let's get moving.
Don't worry. I've already watered the plants and walked the dog.
Great. Well, can you wash the car?
I'll do it straight after lunch.
Okay. Why don't I prepare lunch while you clean the bathroom?
I've already done that. I'll help you make lunch.
That's great. We may even have time to do some gardening this evening.
No, let's leave that until next weekend.
Question 58. What will the man do in the afternoon?
パート B リスニング11から12では英語を聞いて印刷された質問に対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題はありません。
Listening 11.
Have you taken a look yet at the information I gave you about those apartments?
Just go ahead and choose the apartment you like best. After all, you'll be the one spending the most time in it.
It'll be your home too, you know. Could you just take a look at this one? It looks interesting.
Sunrise Mansions, huh? 70,000 yen a month? That's really reasonable for a place in this part of town.
Yes, and it's close to the subway, too. A 10-minute walk, at most.
Wait a minute, there's only one bedroom. Where are you going to work?
In the living room. It's large enough to double up as my office.
But if you do this, you'll never be able to escape your work. I mean, whether we're sitting around watching TV or having dinner, your work will always be in sight.
I don't mind. And Sunrise Mansions is on a high floor with a great view. If I need to escape, I can just look out the window.
But don't you think it's better to have a room for your office like we have in this apartment?
Don't get me wrong. I really like the space we have here. But as we're on the main road, the noise does sometimes interfere with my work.
Really? I don't think it's that bad.
That's because you're not here during the day.
Well, that's true.
Besides, you're always complaining that the rent here is too high, remember?
Yes, but if we move, I really think we should find a larger place.
Okay, let's go to the rental agency together and see what they have on offer.
Listening 12.
And now for the 5-day weather forecast. Monday will start off bright and sunny, with temperatures rising to a high of 12 degrees by noon. Clouds will form in the early afternoon, with heavy rain falling later, which will continue until Tuesday lunchtime. However, by Tuesday afternoon, the clouds will begin to break up and the temperature will reach 10 degrees. The night will be clear. All of Wednesday will be clear and sunny. Light breezes will make it a good day for drying laundry, but the winds will be from the north, keeping temperatures around 7 degrees for most of the day. By late evening, the winds from the south will bring warmer air. Thursday will start out clear, with temperatures rising to a high of 15 degrees. It should start clouding over late in the afternoon, but no rain is forecast. Cloudy skies will continue through the night and most of the day on Friday. Again, no rain is expected, and temperatures will be about the same as Thursday.
パート C、リスニング13から14では、英語を聞いて、それに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選んでください。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まりますので、その間に印刷されている問題文に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 13. You will hear a mother and her son James talking about trying to sleep. Look at the 5 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A.If it is false, choose B.
James, I thought you'd gone to bed.
I can't sleep. It's too hot.
It is hot, isn't it?Would you like some milk?
A drink would be nice, but could I have water instead?
Sure, I'll get you some.
That's okay, I'll get it.
Isn't the air conditioner working?
I tried the air conditioner, but I had to turn it off because the room became too cold. My throat started hurting, and I got a headache. So I tried sleeping with a fan on, but that didn't help either. All it does is blow warm air all around the bedroom.
Let's try something different then.Take this small towel and wet it with some cold water. Then wrap it around your neck. It'll cool you down and help you get back to sleep.
Okay, I'll give it a try. Good night, Mom. Oh, and could you turn down the TV? It's a little too loud.
Sure.
Listening 14. You will hear a customer talking on the telephone about reserving rooms in a hotel. Look at the 5 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Good morning. Hotel California Reservations Desk. Can I help you?
Hello. Do you have any rooms available for this coming Friday and Saturday?
Yes, we still have some available. What kind of room would you like?
Well, I'm thinking of booking 2 double rooms and a single, please.
Right. We have 2 premium double rooms at $200 a night. The single room would be a deluxe room at $150 a night.
$200 a night...That's a bit expensive for the double rooms.
Well, sir, the price does include breakfast and access to high-speed Wi-Fi. You also have free use of our pool and fitness center.
I see. And does the deluxe room include breakfast too?
It does, sir. But access to the fitness center will cost an extra $30. And there's no high-speed Wi-Fi access in the deluxe room. However, it is available in the lobby area of the hotel for free.
Okay, and what is the checkout time?
For premium room guests, it's 3 p.m. For deluxe room guests, it's 11 a.m. But if all the rooms are booked together, I could extend it to 3 p.m.
Thank you for the information. I'll call you back if I decide to go ahead with the reservations.
Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you, sir.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。